Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for keeping us company. We got some good stuff to join you. We got good things on the way for you. And we're going to be joined right now by our good friend, Brittany Merlot. I was trying to combine all that. Brittany, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you with all those crazy winds yesterday?
I am somehow still standing.
I almost had a door yanked out of my hair.
My hair is a knot after yesterday. I have long hair, right? And I didn't put it in a ponytail, and it was just everywhere. And trying to drive, I have one of those Jeep Wranglers, right? And it was just pushing me across the road everywhere.
Yeah, mine was doing a similar thing. I'm a big fan of Jeeps, but they don't like the wind.
it's like a hike. You're going to go sailing away.
Yeah, my Liberty was doing the same thing to me, Brittany. What's it going to be doing today?
Well, we're still seeing those winds pretty feisty, blowing out of the northwest around 30 miles per hour. So a little bit less than yesterday. It was a 40 mile per hour wind gust then. Still stuck under mostly cloudy skies. I don't think we're going to see any sunshine until later this evening, but we're going to see it in abundance by tomorrow. High pressure system takes over finally, eases our winds, and then just gives us a bright, blue, beautiful day tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. So finally warming things up, because today we're only going to reach the upper 40s. So the trend continues. We'll be into the mid-60s on Thursday, and we hold that for Friday, too. But unfortunately, we are looking at some rain rolling in Thursday night, and it's a Friday. But I guess I would say that's actually fortunate, because we're in a very high fire danger right now with that grass not green yet, the vegetation dry, low humidities, and then these winds on top of it, not good conditions. So kind of welcoming the rain on Thursday, Friday. We do have a chance for some thunderstorms in there, too.
Ooh.
Oh, that actually, you know, that kind of perked me up a little bit. All right. I like those too. That sounded good. Oh, that's great. We appreciate it, Brittany. We're that much more ready for it. Anything that Mother Nature throws at it, thanks to you. Have a good morning.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there for Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. We got good things lined up for you, Melissa and I. It is tax day. We're talking about it. We got the top things we're searching for, the best tax day deals, all that coming up.
Yeah. That's a thing?
Yeah. I forget about it, but yeah. We'll get into that in a little bit. How many of us are drinking water after 3 o'clock? We're going to get into that one.
After 3 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah, that's a two. I was there, and then after 3 part came up, and I'm like, oh. We got entertainment news for you. We'll dive into some fun stuff. Elton and Madonna news. We will also talk about Jack Black. And we got some local theater we're going to get into. And got some other fun stuff we'll lined up for you throughout the day. Like a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, what's the silliest way you have ever injured yourself? It's a safe place.
Great.
It's a safe place, everybody. We want your phone calls. Get them ready. Get your thoughts ready and everything. And you can also text us through the Civic Media app if you'd rather that.
It's free.
But we want to
touch or two away.
We want to know the silliest way you have injured yourself. Again, this is a safe place. We're all safe here. We're all in the safe place.
James, I need to call an audible. I took a real risk this morning.
Oh, what'd you do? What'd you do?
A real risk, okay? So, you know, I got all these chapsticks from my dentist, right?
Yeah.
Okay? I sent you guys a picture. Seth called me weird, but that's okay. I know, right. He meant it lovingly.
It's a compliment, yeah.
It's a compliment, right? Okay, so, you know, the option, I have 4 options to choose from. And several, you know, of them were very straightforward. I knew I'd like them. Ooey gooey caramel. Who wouldn't like that? Strawberry sorbet. That sounds amazing. Mm. Vanilla. Vanilla's, you know, vanilla. Yeah, you know what to expect. The real possibility of one that could go either way was the banana.
Huh. And?
So, well, I took a risk, of course, this morning. Why not? Life's uncertain. Right. But, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen
from day
to day.
You're only guaranteed today.
Right.
Carpe diem.
I tried the banana.
Yeah. And?
Survey says, it's a win.
Hey, all right.
You know, the only banana flavored thing I really like is, besides actual bananas, you know, like the real thing.
Yes, yeah.
Is banana flavored Laffy Taffy.
Oh, that's great stuff.
Because I don't know why, but I love it. It's great. It's probably my favorite Laffy Taffy flavor.
So I think the most, as far as like artificial flavors go, the mm-hmm. one that I seem to always have luck with is sour apple. That one always seems to be fine. Banana is the trickiest one.
It is.
It's either Laffy Taffy flavor, like you say, or it's something that tastes plasticky to me or something. Or Yeah.
It's like yellow colored flavor.
Yeah. Well, good. That one worked out at least.
It did. It's Laffy Taffy esque, but it's not overpowering.
Is there a preferred kind of chapstick you like, or is that why you try different kinds all the time, or just to try different kinds?
I like trying different kinds. I mean, I honestly, right now, I don't even have a go-to chapstick that I always buy. I have several that I like to use. I have my desk chapstick, which right now has been expanded to 5. Only 2 of them are open, in my defense. Only 2.
Okay? I was taking a drink when you said that.
Well, spit tick. Yep. I have my nightstand chapstick, which is another, I think it's a mango from my dentist. Mm-hmm. I love my dentist.
Mango's good.
Shout out to Sparta Dental.
Yeah.
I have one in my purse, which I think is like a tangerine pineapple, again, from Sparta Dental. They're amazing. Mm. And they source these, you know, they get these locally from oleandbean.com.
Nice.
Yeah, they're a local Sparta business, or in that area. I don't know exactly where they're located, but they're local. And they get their chapsticks from them, and they always have a great variety of flavors. It's awesome. I love my dentist.
I don't know. I don't know many people. I know a lot of people that love chapsticks, but I don't know many people that have a go-to chapstick, that they just seem to keep trying different flavors and everything. That seems like a fun way to do it.
And Carmex is a really, you know, like you're solid, you know it's going to be good chapstick. And they have, I'm opening my drawer right now to pull it out and look. I have, the one I have here is Fresh Cherry, which I like. It's a nice, you know.
Oh, that's a great name for it.
Traditional chapstick.
Yeah. I like
that. That has a very distinct flavor.
There's certain like names, I'll admit, pull me in. Like if I see that, like fresh strawberry, like, oh, what is this? What is it? Fresh cherry? Like, wholeheartedly get pulled in. Like,
marketing.
Exactly. Yeah. Not that I could tell you what fresh tastes like or anything like that, but for some reason, it'll pull me in. I'm not a fresh sucker for grass. Those things. But that and like drinks. Drinks mm-hmm. with interesting names will pull me in oftentimes. Yeah. Not like a lot of stuff gets rain, me, but that does.
Like rain smells, or my high school friends would always say, you like anything that smells like a bush. Because I like fresh cut grass and, you know, like flower, like wildflower type scents. So I don't know.
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
I'm going to get in trouble if I don't.
You better.
There's good news. We'll get to our opening story in a second here. But first, I want to start off with a couple of things. One, Melissa, do you have a type of chapstick for team meetings? Do you have a type for that?
Well, today it's banana.
There we go. Because we're excited. We're genuinely excited in the studio here because we're getting together today. And while we've got some stuff that we're talking about as far as our programming and some realignment, rearranging that's going on and everything, it's fun to get our team together when mm-hmm. we're all in the building together and everything. So I look forward to that, and I know how much the team does too. We'll be doing that a little bit later. And on that note, tomorrow morning, right in this time slot, Melissa, Seth, and I will be getting into those programming rearrangements that are going to be going on here with WFHR and WIRI. You want to be tuned into that and mm-hmm. keep a listen because those things will be coming up towards the end of the month. But yeah. I want to get into a couple of other things. One, want to thank Diane once again.
Did she bring cookies?
Better, cupcakes. Well, I don't know if it's better, but they're tied. They're tied. She said, happy Easter to all of you at WFHR and WIRI. And thank you, Diane, for that. We appreciate you.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, Diane.
And our St. Paul listener who sends us these cards on the back of, 12 packs and stuff like cardboard. Mm-hmm. Sent us one yesterday, and I admit I wasn't sure what direction they were going. Okay. Because it was kind of dog related and everything. Yeah. There was rough and all that. Well, we got one yesterday, rough. I am red. You need me on the roof. Listen what I said. Vote for red, or I will. It goes on. So. Great card. I didn't realize he was talking about, I believe they're talking about the dog on the roof at the Humane Society.
Oh.
When Diane was in with us a couple weeks back, they were talking about some construction going on over there, and they had to move the dog, and they were talking about putting it back up and everything, and I was like, yeah, I love that dog. They should name it. And she liked the idea of that, so they're going to turn it into a contest. And I think our great listener right here may have already ended the contest, because Roof, R-O-O-F, is the perfect name for that dog. That's perfect. That is excellent. God, I wish I would have thought of that. That is so good. Well played.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well played. I am golf clapping. That was really good. So shout out to the best listeners in radio. We appreciate you. We hear you. And you are the reason that local radio matters. We appreciate every one of you.
Absolutely.
So I want to apologize, though, to everybody really quickly right out the gate, because I've got math coming up right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It's way too early. What's the earliest you should have to do math?
Chapstick is more fun to talk about. Let's talk about chapstick some more.
Yeah, you had a better one. You had a better start. Is noon the soonest we should have to be to do math? Like, as a society, should we all agree that no math is done until noon? Should we just agree to that?
Except that math is really important. And people who are smart at math, my niece Bella, my nephews, like, you guys are amazing, fantastic. Can I keep you in my pocket?
I wish
that you can help me with math.
I wish I could have my father right next to me, and just for situations like this, just to be able, well, this and plenty of other things. You know, as a side note, everybody, I think my father would be a lot better at this job than I am. actually, I think my dad would be really good at this.
But I have a lot of appreciation for people who are smart with math and love math. It's fantastic. It's amazing. And I'm envious.
That's the word. Every person I meet that's really good at math and loves math, that's the word I use, is envious. I wish I was like that. I really do. We joke about math, but yeah.
Yeah, we do. I felt like I wasn't good at it. But when I was in grade school, do you know which class I missed the most during the summer? Math.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even though I really struggled in it during the school year, I missed it during the summer.
I could see that. So in a study, researchers analyzed how thousands of people spent their time across more than 100 activities. They compared that to how people rated their day and looked for patterns on the days rated better than usual. So what this is a mathematical formula for a truly joyful day.
Oh, cool.
Then they came up with a scientific formula after looking at all this comparative data and everything. And the best day ever equals, quote, 6 hours with family. Okay. 2 hours with friends. 1.5 hours extra socializing. 2 hours of exercise. 1 hour of eating and drinking. And then with less than 6 hours of work. Indulging in only 1 hour of screen time. And no more than 15-minute commute.
Oh.
So, that actually sounds like a pretty good day to me. That sounds actually really pretty awesome.
Was there sleep included in that?
Did not see any. Basically, they're saying be fit, be fun and available with some relaxation and indulgence, and somehow avoid working or commuting too much. Someone tried to do this, and they found out that you don't need to hit every mark to feel better. You just need to make some internal tweaks. Cut back on social media, get outside for some light exercise, make an effort to hang out with people you love, and close your laptop when your workday is done, not when your nervous system collapses. I should write that down.
Good advice.
I need that on a post-it note right on my laptop. They said, quote, it's about choosing presence over productivity and connection over convenience. I want to say that one more time and say it properly. It's about choosing presence over productivity and connection over convenience.
Yeah, being present in the moment and making connections.
Those are things I've been working at for a long time, and it wasn't until kind of seeing this formula, to be honest with you, that I have a lot of work to do, but I'm proud of the work I've made.
Don't we all? It's good that you can give yourself some congratulations on that, James. I'm proud of you.
Because
that's a hard thing to do.
I don't know the last time I did it. And I didn't really mean to.
So I'm sorry I stepped on it.
No. When we're doing this job, it's a weird thing because you have to have a filter for, you know, being Italian and swear words. Also, just you want to be yourself. So you speak, you try not to overthink what you're going to say.
Right. None of this is scripted, except for what is scripted.
So I just said that. Yeah. So I just said that, not really thinking much about it. But I honestly, the being in the moment thing, I think, is one of the toughest things for me. And it feels like the more and more people I talk to. And I'm thankful that I'm able to do that more. I have to say, too, and we pick so much on screen time and social media, and I get a little worn out of that. But I do admit, since I kicked back on social media, I'd say probably around Christmas or something like that, I don't know if I'm happier or not. I know that I enjoy what I'm doing with my time more.
Well, and you have more time to do those other things, like spending time with other people.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you this is something I do, and I know we're both overthinkers, but do you think, like, after the fact, like, oh, I should have been more in that moment, that happened, and I missed X, Y, and Z in that moment, and I can't go back and replay it, but can I make it up next time I'm in a similar moment?
Yeah. I 100%. I
did that after last night. I was like, oh, I missed this, and I should have done it then, and I didn't, and now I got to apologize and try to do better next time.
Well, and I think noting those things, catching those things, is not only a great first step to that stuff. It's an accomplishment in itself. That's a bit of a win right there. And then eventually, rewiring your brain to get you to do those things without really thinking about it is how you get to that point, is by doing those things and noticing that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that's really good advice. And a lot of those things, we have to do often. Like, and for me, it's in some ways socializing or being with other people that, I don't like work with or that aren't my family. I'm not really great at that.
I've talked about my recently in the last year diagnosed agoraphobia, and I'm learning more about it because it's easier for me to learn this stuff and be able to beat it get down the other side of it. One of the parts of it that I did not know, I always thought of it as socially, physically, being around people physically and everything. I didn't realize what a difficulty I have reaching out to people. It's cost me quite a bit dearly to a point that I'm struggling with. And the more you realize these things, the more you can hopefully rewire the brain and have a better day that they're talking about here with this best day ever. The 2 hours of exercise, I don't mind an hour. I don't know about that too. Maybe if that an hour of that is in a sauna or something like that, maybe that,
or doing it with other people.
That's different then.
You like playing a basketball game tennis or pickleball or going for a walk with someone.
Do want to try pickleball. I'd love to try that.
Me too.
Get out there.
Are we on for the summer?
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay.
There, we
I
set
know
it
where
on
the courts
air.
Are.
We got an idea, yeah.
Yeah.
we'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at 97.5 FM WFHR. I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. They're open for the week.
Mm-hmm, they are. And if you need a treat, go check out their Facebook page.
Oh, yes, because I never asked to be the world's best coworker, but here I am, absolutely crushing it. That is not how I feel, but that is a great post on the El Cafe's website.
And that would be Kim.
It's so good. I love when I read those things and they just hit me as they go.
Yep, and I know exactly who posted it. But also, they have a ham steak breakfast picture on here that I want it in my mouth right now.
Yeah, they got some really good specials over there. Everybody, check them out. Follow along with what they're doing and their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date and everything they are up to. And you can go to their website as well as check out their menu too.
Yeah.
Shout out
they have Easter specials right now. Easter omelet for breakfast or an Easter wrap for lunch. And of course, ham, steak, and eggs if you like ham or a hot ham sandwich for lunch. Yum. I want that.
And El Cafe is going to be hosting a networking at night with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce coming up here in a little bit. We'll be talking more about that later in the week. But they got all kinds of cool things going on over there. Check them out at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com or you can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. And if you don't want to be bothered to remember the number, you can just download the Civic Media app. It's free. And you can call us through there or text us through there. We get all of those every time you reach out.
Yeah, feel free to, everybody. We're looking forward to talking with you. We take a look at our list. And, Melissa, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, gives us our qualifier. Get right into it. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's nephew, Matthew Hilke of Wisconsin Rapids.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
Enjoy the day, Matthew. You got a great aunt. Great aunt.
She's the best.
She is awesome. And we have a great day, man. We wish happy birthday to Amber Grice.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Enjoy the day, Amber. Wishing you a good one. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their anniversary, Bruce and Carlene Rosenthal.
Oh, Bruce and Carlene. Happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys the best of days. Enjoy. Happy anniversary. Brag to all your friends and family that you are our qualifier today.
And get over to El Cafe and have some pie, because their pie is the best.
It's so good. It's so good. Go check that out. Treat yourself. Get on over there. Taking a look at our celebrity list, a couple of great actresses to kick things off. Macy Williams is 28. Been in a couple of things, but most people will know her as Arya Stark on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
She was so good on that show. So good.
I didn't watch that show. Never watch that show.
You're fine. You're not missing anything. But her performance and a couple of the actors on there were really, really good.
Nothing against the actors.
She's fantastic. I look forward to seeing more and more work that she does. Emma Watson is 35. Hermione Granger.
Yes, Emma Watson. I like her.
Belle in the live-action Beauty and the Beast as well.
I haven't seen that yet, and I do want to see it.
She is strong. She is a strong, good actor.
She is.
One of the best laughs in all of the game and all of entertainment. And one of the better actors, I think, out there and creators. Seth Rogen is 43.
Really?
I love his laugh. Seth Rogen is, if a Muppet came to life, it would be Seth Rogen. Apple TV's The Studio has been a big hit for them, and a new show that he stars in. But, of course, as a writer, director, actor, done a lot of good work in his career. And great, everything I hear, just one of those guys people love to work with.
I want to see him in some of his more serious work. I really only saw the silly, funny stuff, which isn't my favorite.
He does some good serious work, though. Yeah, he's a complete actor. He really is. One of the biggest entertainers in the world today, Chris Stapleton, is 47. We celebrated him on the Sunrise Show. Chris Stapleton's one of these acts. I know that he's considered a bluegrass and country star. His music is universal. Like, I don't know anybody who can't get into his music. He's one of those guys, too, I'd love to see him live in concert. Just a really good performer. Really good. And it worked his... If you don't know his backstory, read up on his backstory, how hard he worked to get to this point, man.
Born in Kentucky, Christopher Alvin Stapleton. Alvin.
That's a good name.
That's awesome.
Alvin! That's good. The great, the wonderful Emma Thompson is 66. Miss Potts in Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't know her and Emma Watson shared a birthday.
How cool is that? That's awesome.
That is. They're two just fantastic actresses.
That had to have come up when they were filming Beauty and the Beast. That had to have come up.
I mean, yeah.
She's also, of course, many kids out there know her as Nanny McPhee.
Nanny McPhee, which is something I would love to adapt to the stage.
And if they didn't talk about it on Beauty and the Beast, they probably talked about it in the Harry Potter movies. I forgot she was also Professor Sybil.
Yes, she was. Jeez. And what a fantastic job she did in that.
Yeah.
Just she played the complete scatterbrain so perfectly.
Which is really odd, considering, like, Emma Thompson doesn't usually, that's actually really like a stretch for her as an actor.
Proves, as you say, her acting ability. Because to be able to do that convincingly is yeah, it's a feat.
At one point, forgive me if I get this wrong, everybody. Her Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson were married, and I was like one of those dream, like if I could have coffee with a couple kind of things. I wouldn't say a word. I just would want to hear those two talking and talking about like Shakespeare acting or something like that. They're incredible. Some people no longer with us, like Roy Clark, born in this day in 33, passed away in 2018. Hee-haw superstar. Has to be talked about, Roy Clark.
And the singing. I mean, he was, he did it all. Instrumentalist, singer, comedian, television presenter, and the mark he left on classic country music.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell the history of country music without Roy Clark. Nope, you really can't.
I never picked cotton. Come live with me.
Oh, wow.
I had to do it all over again.
Yeah. Great, I don't know, a great voice, great pacing. You know, Roy Clark, mm-hmm. Oh, a really good sing, really good singing timing. Timing, I don't know how you'd word that necessarily, but it's really good.
His timing was great.
There we go. And one of my favorite creatives of all time, one of my first influences, Leonardo da Vinci, born on this day in 1452, passed away in 1519. Anything you think you know about da Vinci, everything you think is cool about da Vinci, and there's a lot more you haven't read. I guarantee you. Da Vinci's notebook is one of the more fascinating things to go through. At times where I'm having a struggle creatively, or I need to kind of reset. I will look through like different pages of it online and stuff. There's just a million different ways to be inspired by this man. And the work that he did, and there's so much that is talked about and, you know, common knowledge about him. And for every bit of that, I believe that there are 20 or 30 other stories that can take you, you'll go down a rabbit hole on.
And the burning question I have right in this moment is, did his beard feel as luxurious as it looks? Because that is an impressive beard and head of hair, man.
If I could grow that beard, that's all I would ever have. Yes, yeah. That. But the artist, the scientist, the inventor, whatever you're talking about, Da Vinci was just an incredible human being. Mm-hmm. Can't tell the story of humanity without him. You know, that's a definitely one. Head on over to El Cafe, everybody. Treat yourself. Get on
some
over there.
Pie.
Yes, yes. See what they see all the different types of pies they have.
Mm-hmm.
And to everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, thank you for sharing it with us. We wish you a great one. Enjoy.
Yeah, keep it up.
When Melissa and I get back, we're talking a little tax day, and we got some more. We're talking drinking water and some other stuff, other things you should do. Right? It sounds like
pay taxes, drink water.
Yeah,
boom, wow. Solved all the world's problems.
You're done. All right, have a good morning. We'll be back with more show coming up on the morning show right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into tax day, Melissa.
Okay.
And here is the definition of an oxymoron. Happy tax day, everyone. today's the deadline for most Americans, unless you get an extension. People in 12 states hit by natural disasters get a little longer to file this year, including everyone in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and both the Carolinas.
Good.
I think that is noteworthy, and I don't know it's common knowledge. But that is something, unfortunately, with natural disasters happening pretty much every year, that is something that every year they do.
Wow.
Here are a few fun stats for a super fun day.
Wow. Way to put lipstick on a pig there, James.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing right now. Just go ahead and smile for me, piggy. All right. Google searches for how to file a tax extension are way up in the past week for obvious reasons.
Right.
The top questions we've been Googling her is what happens if you file your taxes wrong? What happens if you file your taxes late? And what happens if you never file taxes? That last one, you'll find out. You'll find out. If you don't go ahead and get an answer, you'll get an answer. Mm-hmm. Most people seriously might risk it this year and not file at all. A Credit Karma poll found we're feeling a little bit too cocky because of budget cuts at the IRS. Oof. What one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. That is insane.
Well,
whoa.
With all of the uncertainty and I don't know, the trust in leadership right now across the board, I think that, you know, that confidence is, either way down or way too high. It's one or the other. And either outcome is not great.
Couldn't agree with you more. I'm looking at this too personally, and I know that for me, I would, like, if there's a pile, a table full of a tax filings, and they're like, all right, if I do one, that counts. The one sheet that they're going to grab is mine. That's I guarantee you that. So I'm looking at this a little too personal. Couldn't agree with you more, Melissa. But as far as taking a chance, nah. No, not worth it. No. 17% of millennials said that they might not file because they don't think that they will get caught. But experts say don't risk it. You'll likely just end up with penalties and owe even more. Quote, you definitely don't want to mess with the IRS. This is the argument, trying to get away with things. I mean, if you, maybe it was just something that I learned really young, trying to get away with things. but not only do you always get caught, because you will always get caught, but it just makes it even worse.
Unless you're a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to believe
I don't know anybody that's a billionaire. So, yeah, please do file your taxes or file for an extension because they're coming after you.
Again, don't disagree with you about the billionaire thing. I will say that I do believe karma catches up with them. I do believe. I mean, look at the twit with X. That's what I'm calling Twitter now is the twit with X. You could not. Elon could teach a master class on how to lose money and how to make bad investments. And the only person worse than him is his buddy. His buddy for now, at least. We're also being more reckless with mistakes. 24% said that they are less worried about errors on the returns because they don't think the IRS has the manpower to catch them. What are they doing here? What is going on here? I've heard the same things everybody else is, and I know what you were saying before, Melissa, but it doesn't take a lot of digging to do to know that, I mean... So with the cuts that are going on, there's a lot of fear because there's not a lot of explanation. That is understandable, but to take that as an initiative that you can get away with stuff like that part seems a little bit of a stretch for me. That part seems like a little bit of a leap.
I agree because honestly, right now it's far better to double down on making sure you have everything correct, every T crossed, every I dotted, quadruple check.
Well,
because it's far more likely to be audited for, you know, just like randomly versus and have everything be right, but still have to go through it than for them to not catch you.
I did my taxes. I've never done them later than I did this weekend. I got them done, and being honest with everybody, I owe money. And I've never had that happen before. And I'm you know, it sucks. I'm not looking forward to it or anything. And I'm okay with it. To me, it's no different than when I go to fly and the TSA pulls me out of line every single time and looks me over and everything just because my last name has a vowel in it. I'm fine with that because that's life. Like the idea that life is just about you. You don't send in your taxes and you get away with one. Great. Who are you hurting? You're hurting your neighbors. You're hurting your fellow Americans. I thought this whole thing was about doing this stuff together, working together. That's the whole point of taxes: is better roads, is better schools, is all these things. So you're
better social safety nets.
You're not shorting the government. The government isn't going to spend less or be affected. You think because you don't pay your taxes, some congressman's not going to get his paycheck? Like you're hurting your fellow Americans. You're hurting your community. That's who you're hurting. This goes back to my question yesterday. Anytime you get to talk to a politician, first thing you should ask them, what have you sacrificed? How are you hurting? How are the cuts, the tariffs, any verb, anything you want to throw out there from the news, how are they sacrificing? Because if you ask them that and you yourself aren't doing anything, like paying your taxes, you're just as bad as them. You're no better. Like I'm not saying that it's fun. Like I said, it sucks to have to pay in. I don't make a lot of money. I can't afford that. But here I am. I'm doing it, and I'm not going to complain about it either because this is the game. This is how this works. If you have a better system, 715-424-2600, please let me know. Please give me a better system, because I'd love to try it out. One thing we are worried about is our refund. 46% of people think that fewer IRS agents means their refund might get delayed. That part is probably true.
Well, actually, I mean, well, I filed earlier, like a month ago or so, and I got my refund pretty quickly. I was impressed.
Now, there you go.
And surprised. See? Pleasantly.
There you go. So, there you go. Nice.
I mean, I don't know about right now, you know, like today, if you file today, yeah, it's probably going to take a little while.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Speaking of refunds, we're more dependent on them than ever. 49%, almost 50% of people say it's true for their own finances. The top things we use a refund for are necessities, paying off debt, and making sure we have enough money in savings.
I went to rent this year.
Yeah.
I was very, very, very grateful and happy to get a refund. I was surprised, honestly, because I've had to pay in the past as well. But yeah, no, this year I went to absolute necessities.
It's a shame, but it's also relatable. Yep. You know, not what only what you said, but what these stats are saying. Mm-hmm. 3 in 4 Americans think we should have learned how to do our taxes in school. 77% think schools should provide more tax education. 70% wish the tax code was simpler. For a long time, I was adamant about the schools should teach CPR. Imagine if every kid that graduated knew CPR, you know, or the Heimlich or these things, and how cool that would be, I thought, and how much better society would be from that kind of thing. And then it was brought to me as I started to teach. Who's gonna pay for that? Who's going to pay for that schooling? Who's going to pay for that, mm-hmm. that you know, a nurse or assistant nurse or somebody like that to come in and teach kids this, et cetera, et cetera? And, yeah, it's one of those things where you learn real quick, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. I love the idea of this, teaching taxes in school. That seems like a really cool idea. It seems like a really smart idea. And then there's that secondary part. Okay, who's funding that? Who's going to pay for that, and et cetera?
And I do believe that is a class you can take in high school, financial literacy. But it's not a required course. So as, you know, students are choosing their math classes, and it depends, you know, it's different. Every school district is a little different. But very often there is a class you can take in high school and they cover taxes, not to the accountant level, obviously,
but to a good level.
Yeah. But to a, here's how you do it. This is why. And here's how you figure out these forms.
Took one of those in school. We learned how to fill out checks because I'm old. Yeah.
But also, James, I mean, how many things do we do in high school?
Yeah.
That now in our 40s, we're like, yeah, I learned that once.
You're right.
A long time ago. You know, like, we need refresher courses.
Yes, yes.
But again, who's going to pay for them? Mm-hmm. And where are you going to take them?
Yeah. We're more likely to think the amount we're paying is unfair. 58% think low-income people pay too much, and 54% say about the same about the middle class. 12% think wealthy Americans pay too much in taxes. Only 12%. What is the argument?
That's number really high.
Yeah, it is. It is. But at the same time, I'd love to. Please, somebody tell me why you think the more you make, the less you should pay in taxes. How does that work? How is that? And why is it people that make the least should pay the most? What is the argument behind that? What is the debate on that one? Because I would genuinely like to have a conversation about that one. I don't pretend to know a lot about this stuff, but Warren Buffett sure does. And he recommends the exact opposite. And I'm not saying that it's just him. Other, you know, economists, you know, in history will tell you this. This isn't new. This is something that's been around for a very long time. Yes. And not everyone hates doing their taxes. 64% do find them at least somewhat stressful, but a separate poll found 7% of Americans actually enjoy doing their taxes. I enjoy knowing it's done.
Yes, same.
That's the part I enjoy. Got through another year. All right. You know, that's about it.
Check that box. Move on.
We will take a time out because we're going to move on to our partner break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about tax day deals. We got some of those lined up for you.
Just such a weird thing.
Such a weird phrase. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Get into some fun stuff now. We got tax day deals. Yeah. That's a thing. The best tax day deals. That's what it is. A bunch of national chains have deals to help take the sting out of tax day. Here are some of the best ones. Krispy Kreme has a buy one, get one deal. Buy a dozen donuts and you'll get one. Only pay sales tax for a second dozen of their original glazed. So they got a couple of deals going on there.
That's a lot of donuts.
Yeah. Sounds great to me. Burger King has 1 cent cheeseburgers. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. You have to be a Royal Perks member, of course, and go through the app. You can get one cheeseburger for a penny if you spend at least a dollar. Just do a deal. Just give away the penny, the burgers for a penny. Scanning a QR code and all these darn things that people may, you know, got to do and everything for these things. Just give it to them.
They got to get something back, James. Nothing's free.
7-Eleven has a delivery deal. The code WRITEOFF gets you $10.40 off your delivery through their app.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Yeah, but how's the delivery driver getting paid?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good, yeah. Let's see here. And none of these other businesses are even close. So we'll move on to some of these. But I do want to mention that Hooters is offering a discount on appetizers through their app. Why? Why even bother? You're already bankrupt. You're trying to rebrand the whole business. And like, hey, here's a. It's not even free appetizers. It's like a 5% discount or something like that. Like,
why even their app? So like, you have to go to a sit down restaurant, order food through their app to get a discount.
I really would love to get some of these sales and marketing geniuses in a room and be like, do you know what society's like at all? Like, people, the reason they're doing fast food, the reason they're doing almost any of these 7-Eleven, any of this, speed, convenience. I gotta pull up an app. I gotta fill out hit a QR code. I've gotta enter a password. I gotta do it. But no, I'm moving on. I'm already moving on. Like one step too many for me. The simplification of this needs to happen now. Who is doing this? How many people? Because I know, and I'm not. I've rallied about this before. It's not for me necessarily. This doesn't really affect me at all. I'm talking about younger people, like the students I have. They bring this stuff up all the time. The young people are who their main audience is. Who any one of these businesses, the coveted 18 to 34 demographic, is what they're trying to hit. And that demographic does not want this.
No.
So who are they doing it for?
And every okay, so you roll up to the McDonald's order window, and every time, are you ordering through the app today? No. Mm-mm. I'm right here at your window.
Yeah. See me. See me, McDonald's.
And what is the end game here? To replace that person taking your order so that you have to do it yourself? And then they don't have to pay someone to do that job? Is that the end game?
Feels a little like it. Feels a little like.
And I don't know. I'm honestly just asking the question.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I hear you. And I think it's a good question. I also don't. It makes me want to know, though. Makes me want to dig into it, that's for sure.
Right. And then eventually they'll charge for the app because otherwise you get spammed with ads. And, you know, I mean, it's just. Makes me.
Yes, exactly. It makes. This is going to make you too. It make a lot of people Melissa. If you see a kid on the verge of tears this Easter season, they may have accidentally eaten a black jelly bean, or maybe their parents weren't able to get a second mortgage out to buy Easter eggs to die.
This is
not going to help that situation. A semi-truck hauling 24,000 pounds of eggs burst into flames last Friday. Thankfully, no one was hurt. But the eggs were a total loss, and an average price of about $6.23 per carton, that is approximately over $114,000.
Whoa, that's a lot of eggs.
On top of that, the truck's trailer was completely destroyed.
Sorry, truck. driver, owner, person?
It's unclear what caused the blaze, but the driver says he heard a noise coming from the back of the truck before he broke out of it. I'm thankful that the driver and everybody was okay. We got a lot of delivery drivers, a lot of semi drivers, and that people out there.
That's a hard job.
Yeah, yeah, and people don't care enough about them, including a lot of their companies don't, oftentimes, with safety regulations and things like that. That's just something my papa used to talk a lot about when he drove semi.
Well, and I think that those things have gotten better, but it's still really long days, really hard work.
Now, I will say, because we always like to end on a positive, and you know that, yesterday we were talking about dyeing marshmallows.
Marshmallows or potatoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got other options. You don't have to do eggs. Just a different flavor profile.
Now, say it's the same situation, or it's like a similar situation we've done before where this, you know, truck fell over and 100 chopsticks fell into the street or something like that. Marshmallows, they just bounce right back. And if the truck caught on fire with marshmallows, you just grab a stick.
You just got them roasted.
Got a campfire. There you go. You're welcome.
And it'll smell like s'mores.
Yeah.
Just throwing some chocolate.
Yeah, it reminds me of one of my favorite.
James, we're really reaching.
Oh yeah, definitely. It does remind me of one of my favorite Stephen Wright jokes. The candle store burned down today. We all stood outside singing "Happy Birthday." It's so bad.
So terrible.
Speaking of Easter, we want your hunts, everybody.
We do.
Yeah. We are seeking all information on area Easter egg hunts. If you are an organization hosting an Easter egg hunt this spring, please let us know.
Let us know, and I'll include it in the newsletter that will go out on Thursday at noon.
I appreciate that. That's a great idea, Melissa. You can contact our front desk and talk to Pam at 715-424-1300. Keep in mind, all you businesses out there, that is also a great way to get in touch with Pam, who will put you in touch with Ashley and get you a part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
We also will take them an email, get them to us, info@wfhr.com.
Yes.
If direct messaging us on Facebook is easier, that's always okay, too. However you got to get a hold of us, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you
got
to do.
We've got so many options.
Because there is a ton of Easter egg hunts going on in the area.
There's so many on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday the 19th is when I'm seeing every single one of these. And there's a page and a half of them, everybody. We're going to get into them more tomorrow and going along here throughout the week. But yeah, there is a lot of them out there, which... Yeah. I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm not taking part of any of these, but it warms my heart seeing this.
It does. And knowing that there's so many little kids that are going to get to do this, a fun hunt with prizes. It's cute.
A shout out to everybody that is volunteering, that is helping with these, that is hosting these.
And most of them are free. Most, if not all. I mean, some of them have, like, you can buy lunch while you're there, or, you know, they have some options. You can buy into a raffle drawing or something like that. But if you do want to get this list in your inbox, you can get it through your email by signing up for our newsletter, wfhr.com. It'll arrive in your inbox on Thursday at noon, and you have links to click to get to them.
Looking forward to hearing from you guys and getting these Easter egg hunts out there. We're going to have some fun with that one. Plenty of them to talk about, so we'll be getting into that. Melissa and I got plenty to talk about in the next hour. We're going to get into some entertainment news. We got a couple of other fun topics we want to get into. Want to talk some local theater with Melissa? We will get into how much water we're drinking a day after 3. And later in the 9 o'clock hour, what is the silliest way you have injured yourself? We want your answers, everybody.
Oh,
it's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the...